Dom Kestenbauer. That's just spotting. Thought you'd do a takeaway, Manchester. Almost ready.
Yeah, it's good. What's the title of the Joshua?
I don't
Doesn't matter.
No, it is about here. Yeah. It's on.
Okay. End of life care. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Good. It's fine. Yeah. First of all, a great yishker for the kibbutz and the schir, the privilege. Yeah. Yesterday, I was on the great orm near the top. That's where I was staying. And I was trying to get down to the Beis Talmud, they were staying in Chabad. And the wind was seriously serious. So a different cause pulled up. They saw me struggling. It means I was basically coming down by hand to hand. I was being blown. So it was not the Koch Nefesh, I love. The cause pulled over. A taxi pulled over. He says, "Don't worry, you don't have to pay. I'll drive you. This is not for being outdoors." Fine. They're benching gemacht. People have a compassion. I thought maybe I should tell him I'd really appreciate the ride, but you have to realize it's my day of rest. Yeah. I'm resting right now, so I can't go in a car. Yeah. So, Elamai, I will nicht verstanden. Yeah. What he means day of rest, and what I mean day of rest, nicht dasselbe Sach. Yeah, what's the chiluk? Yeah, Shvisa Shabbos, we just heard Melachas Boyer. It's not about how you can eat grapes the easiest. Yeah. It's about the Rebbeinu Shalom, what he calls Shabbos, go into the Shkofa, the why, the what. Oh, but the bottom line, yeah, Rebbeinu Shem Zaman the Omer, and he's Keveya, what is Melachas Shabbos? That's all. I had a machshava, my son Shimshon Ufal, he says a Shena Gedank Stamla, he says, there's two things which have a tam, which have a flavor. Yeah. A dover chorif, something sharp, and a ben yoma, something fresh. So this is a thought which is fresh. Okay, I had this thought yesterday, just after Kriyas HaTorah actually. I'll tell you what it is. The Pasuk says, in Devarim, in Ekev, Aseres HaDvarim. Aseres HaDibris, Aseres HaDvarim, the 10 statements of the Rabbeinu Shalom at Har Sinai. Aseres HaDvarim. We know, I'm going to say on this, that the first five are Bein Adam Le Mokum. The second five, Bein Adam Le Chaver. One is man to God, and one is man to man. Of course, all the command of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So I had the following thought. What are the Aseres HaDvarim? How do you divide them up? Is actually the simple way of understanding it, interestingly, is it goes by the Tam Elyon, where there's a Peir or Samach, each one is divided. So if you look in a Chumash, don't take my word for it, have a look, or a Sefer Torah, you'll see that Anochi and the Yilecha is one. Then you get another two by Loisachmoid. There's two Loisachmoids, each one is a separate Parsha, and in Veschanan, it's Loisachmoid and Loisisave. So it comes out that the fifth Dibur is Leisirtzach. Leisirtzach. Thy shall not kill. Leisirtzach. Friday night, an Akum came over to me if he can have it. I don't know why I ran into these Chevra, but it's part of being, I don't know why. Anyway, he's a seventh day, I don't know what, and he wants to know questions. He keeps the Saturday. Yeah. He doesn't do Malacha. Yeah, like we don't do malacha, because he took out his phone to jot something down. And I don't imagine he keeps leisirtzich like we keep leisirtzich. Yeah. Leisirtzich, I'm pointing out, is really in the cheshvin of Bein Adam Lemokim. Comes with dinim, like every other parish in the Torah. The Torah actually says, keep it selam elekim. Yeah. It's not about compassionateness, and it's not about, it's got that as well. Yeah. The whole Torah is Rachmona Omer, the merciful one says. Yeah, the definition of mercy is the word that is the Maim Elikim. But it's compassion as well. Yeah. It's not about that. It's about a halacha, leisitzach. Yeah. So Chofetz Chaim, when he brings down the mitzvahs which apply today, mentions Leisirtzich. So Leisirtzich, for example, close the eye on someone who's dying. Yeah? It helps him die. That's Leisirtzich. Yeah. That's Leisirtzich. How cruel is it? One could argue. Or the Yodin Ein. The Rebbein Shem is the Bala boss. He's the Keveya. That's all. Yeah, that's Poshit. It's very Poshutim. So, I'll share with you two stories. And we'll come to some practical aspects. Now, this is a huge issue. The Rebbein Shem's given us a way of growing, a challenge, Tov Shimpei, that the world has a different value of life. Yeah? And that means that the Rebbein Shem wants from us to uplift ourselves and understand what life means, that we're in the hands of the Rebbein Shem. I'll tell you two stories. One is a court case that took place in 2017. And the case is like this. There was a Mr. Nakar, a frum person, who was in hospital, Zichron Livracha, and he was in Columbia Presbyterian in Manhattan. And it was just before Shavuos, and they said they're going to switch off the machine. The case, I guess, recently here in town. I'm going to switch off the machine, scheduled death. So the family said they have to be in touch with their ethicist. Right? The first thing in all of these things is one has to be able to divide medical, clinical, and ethicist. In the world, they go together, because most people are happy to trust their doctor to be the ethicist as well. So that's the first problem one runs into. But anyway, the family said they have to consult the ethicist. And the hospital said, yeah, but we can't, the resources, etc. And the doctor then said, it's tremendous stress for the nursing staff. This man is brain dead, and it's a stress for them to have to treat someone who is dead, and you can't expect us to wait. They waited another day, maybe another 2 days, I don't know the exact detail. And the next day, they wrote a death certificate. Right? So this man is now legally dead. Right? Death certificate, brain dead, death certificate signed, medical staff, Columbia Presbyterian. Okay? So what do you do next? Kvur, I guess. No. Because the family took him out of hospital. Okay? He was still on a ventilator, interestingly. They took him to a nursing home. The nursing home said, we can't take him in because he's being fed via a gastronasal tube. And they only take them in if they've got a pig. So then they took him, instead, to Maimonides, major hospital in New York. Maimonides took him in and went through further treatments. They tried dialysis, they tried different things. Anyway, eventually, he died. Fine. When he died, they wrote a death certificate. Is anyone knows America here? So I'll tell you something in America. Yeah. America medicine costs big time, all right? That I could tell you, yeah? Medical insurance, major business. Medical insurance said, we don't cover dead patients. All right? He was already registered dead some weeks ago. Yeah? So Maimonides tainted, yeah? Said, what do you mean? We never knew he was dead. We wouldn't have taken him in as we thought he was dead. We didn't know, so you have to pay. He said, well, we can't help you, he's dead. The policy does not cover treatment for dead patients. How are we meant to know he's dead? Family should pay, the hospital should pay, nobody should pay. Ah, tumu. Yeah, big money, by the way. Okay. Went to the Supreme Court of New York State. Interestingly, by the way, there was paskin this shaila by a state Supreme Court. You'd think, Hazar Nidin, when is somebody dead, should have reached the Supreme Court. Not for the state. Supreme Court ruled as follows. Right, you ready for the ruling? In view of the fact that Mr. Nakar was not suitable for organ transplant. And in view of the fact that there was no shortages of beds in the intensive care unit at that time in Colombia. And in view of the fact that the compassion needed for the family and the fact that it was Shavuos when they wrote a death certificate and the family wasn't given enough time to work on getting an ether, what was the word? Sorry? A thesis, whatever it is. Yeah, an ethicist, there we go, what we call a rabbi, yeah, to be involved in the proceedings. Therefore, Columbia was wrong to, and even though there's stress for the nursing staff, but the stress for the family should have taken precedence over that, and therefore they should not have written a death certificate, and they therefore are obliged to retract the death certificate, and therefore the new death certificate written later will be valid, and the legal medical problems have been resolved. Outcome. All right. In 2017, that's the ruling, the case was in 2018, in January 2018 was the ruling. Yeah, that's the case. What do you see from this? Quite a few things. What we see from it, though, is the definition of dead, and if that's oitoit, Nebuch, Maimonides had the time, how are we meant to know? Yeah. His blood pressure went up and down when they charted this treatment, that treatment, that ganze vikuach. From one of the zolmen wissen, er is a toit. A good akasha. How was it paskened? Had he been needed for an organ? Mele. Had they had space for needed the bed? Mele. Had the stress of the staff been worse than the stress of the family? Yeah. Oh, but all in all, the judge decided, what's it based on? Nothing. Mamish nothing. Yeah. If you think about it, it's very nice that they acknowledged our right to having ethicists involved. Yeah. But betzim, it means death, it doesn't mean much. That's what it does mean. Next case. We'll move on then. Next case. I was sitting with Dr. Levinson, Sadek Yidit Sadek, not Stam, and we were hearing something from palliative care treatment. They have the following problems they were dealing with. So like this. Someone, palliative care, they come into hospital, they're schwach, by definition. Often they're given medications through a drip. A drip, while they're giving medication, is also giving fluids. So far poshut. If the body hasn't been used to fluids and is now getting much more fluid than they used to, it affects the sodium balance in the body and can cause them to have fits and episodes because the nervous system doesn't operate so well because there's a reduction in the sodium in the salt in the body because of the increase of the water. Fine. If you're ever in a place where people lose a lot of water, they need replaced water, you have to replace a bit of salt as well. So what do they do? So says the big professor there, you can't give potato crisps for salt if you can eat, because it's not healthy. We're talking about palliative care. Can't give that, it's not healthy. The best thing to give, you'll be pleased to know, is smoked salmon. Sunday morning in America, lox and salmon, does he this? Smoked salmon, that's the best. Let's say he can't eat. He can't eat, quite common. So then you give a little shot, not even into the blood, subcutaneous, a bit of salt water, strong salt water, and that resolves it. So far, so good. So the problem is, they can come back, it takes about a month actually for the problem, a month later it could come back again. What do you do a month later? Give another shot. What happens if it comes back a month later? So says the professor and the staff all there, they say, this is now the problem. Says, now, listen, you're not going to continue this forever. Adkan. Now, what do you mean, Adkan? So he'll die from the shock, and it's a fit. It's not pleasant either. So yeah, we're not going to continue to give him a shot. What type of shot are we talking about? We're talking about a salt water injection into the fat. Yeah. It's pretty minor. I mean, I don't know. It depends who you ask about injections. Yeah, but it's pretty minor. Or with them lepta. Adkan. You can't keep going forever with interventions. This is the intervention we're talking about. So we have the following dilemma. Right? So far, I think I've told you things which are not greisei chidushim, but tafel piking. Why is it negeya these stories as well? Is because sometimes we think it's all about money or about lack of caring. Actually, it's hashkafas hachayim that they have. We say chesed leumim chatas. What we call, what they call chesed, we call leisitzach. Then we have a halachic dilemma as well, which I want to point out. Say, meant to be learning over here, I think. We have a halachic dilemma. The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, two Mishnahs in a row, you're not allowed to, pasul shulchan aruch, you're not allowed to use a doctor, a akum. Right? You cannot use an akum for a doctor. Or as a miyaledes, to help give birth. That's a big tumul. Sorry, people do. Yeah, people do. A whole tumul, how much you can or cannot let. Is there terim? Yeah, we'll come to the sugya. The sugya discusses it because negate us in a few ways. There's a sugya. It's not a hard sugya for the ilum where we don't have time now to go through it. Sometime worth to see the sugya. But the sugya discusses that you can use an akum, a goy, if, and this is a big sugya in end-of-life issues, if it's chayei shor. That means if there's no other doctor available, and the person won't live very long anyway, so we're willing to sacrifice the risk of chayei olam, that he might, so of chayei shor, sorry, that he might be killed for the possibility of chayei olam, that he might be healed and live for a long time. And I was a sophic that the akum may be over on leisteit, so he might kill. Yeah. So therefore, yeah, you can't use a goyisha doctor or midwife. However, if the other side of the coin is that he's going to die soon, chayei shor, so then we're willing to risk that he'll be killed for the sake of chayei olam, that he might recover. That's the big sugya in medical issues. What is this chayei shor? What's mutter to take a risk with chayei shor? Does pain play a role in chayei shor when it's small life? This is the big sugya which discusses this topic. Yeah. Let's get back to the Tosfos asks the question. You can't say chayei shor is nothing. You see that mefakhen es hagal, that you can remove stones on Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, to save a person who's a merutz, it's the brain has been fractured, and he's going to live only a very short time, and afal pi ken yom Mechal Shabbos, that he should live a little longer. Yeah, long be aloch over there, on the whole chayei shor and chayei olam, in Hilchos Shabbos, which is where it is. Yeah, that's just to retract. The question was, there are people who have used non-Jewish doctors. So the heter for a non-Jewish doctor, which is based on two sugyas, is an atumul machloikus, that's how it works, is a marshal, in Shulchan Aruch Tzim Kufn and Hei in Yeridei. Any danger, which is sakana, which you could be machal shavos, for emes shachm by v'chom, you're not allowed to use an ovid kachovim. Yeah. Now here's the hetadil. She'enoi mumche l'rabim, if he's not a professional. Professional you could use. What's a professional mean? It's clear in the Gemara, professional means he could be caught and his reputation will be at risk. Yeah. And there's a tumul where the money helps. Yeah. The shach brings down marshal, paskins that money is not enough. The fact that he's paid is not sufficient. It has to be that his reputation is at stake. Yeah? That's how we paskin. Now we have a problem as well. Yeah? Maybe there's other heterium. Yeah? We have a halachic question intrinsically. Yeah? That today, Tov Shimpei, in the palliative care community, if that's the right word, yeah, they consider it advantageous once a person can no longer play tennis or whatever else. Yeah? So, it can go that far, by the way. Can go that far, is Meichetesu. Yeah. So to say that today there's Mar enough Shayu, that there's a Mirsus because it's professional reputation, is not so simple. What is the disadvantage from the doctor's perspective? Mayal Edis, she has a reputation. Yeah. The regular doctor, he has his reputation. He only wants to take cases where he'll have a good chance. He has to work his statistics in. Okay. Don't want to take someone on who's a high risk. Yeah. Reputation's everything. Yeah. Here, reputation's nothing. That's the facts. Yeah. What reputation? That's the common procedure that they go through, and it's the procedure that people want and respect in the outside world, is what's the heter bichlal to have an akum. Yeah. I don't know how much of a heter there is, by the way, yeah, and halavai we could be masada something to take care of this. But there's no question that there are heterim discussed, I'm not passing now on this, Yetzer v'nichnes, Oymed al Gabeim, there can be a financial mirsus, interesting halacha, there's a lav, the reason I'm involved in these type of things, bichal, is there's a lav in the Torah, ki yidua, l'samad el damriecho, you may not stand by idly, yeah, on the blood of your friend. It's a love. We're all mitzvah in it. All of us here. Leisam adam riach. What's the gad of leisam? How much? Is ki yidua, the neisekelim in tafcha vav and chayt shmish, preparing Yerushalmi, is Yerushalmi holds you after you masakin yourself even a bit for it. Yeah? How much? What? Hagan satum. A tumul Rebbe Kiva Eger, other gedali achreinim, is it kol memoine like any other love? Yeah. Or is it not kol memoine? What's the gadar? There's many nekudas worthy of discussion and geshmakas sugyas in the own right. In Shesantis, yeah, it goes so far, the love of Leisamud is the Mishabur brings a Mogen of Rome in
Hilchos Shabbos.
Someone is a chayli of sekona mitzvah lechal lov as Shabbos, a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos for it. Valzaris is a harizem mishubach. Someone who's eager, praiseworthy. Valshoyel, someone who asks, harizeh shayfech domim. So far I've read the mechaba, shin chavches beis. Shayfech domim means murder. Yeah. Why is he shayfech domim? We're not talking about the chayli himself, we're talking about leisamit. Yeah, that's a Rambam. Someone who doesn't fulfill he's over on the lovely Samadam Riacho. He's busy now. He's not going to deal with a chayli. Yeah? In English law, if someone sees someone lying on the ground bleeding, doesn't bother call the ambulance. Yeah? Nothing. Yeah? The ambulance service, Shvichas Domim. Interesting law. Used to be. You know, someone who's achroi, yeah, but other people not. Kol Yisrael, we're all mitzvah, like Samadam Riacho. So you don't call an ambulance, you don't drive the person to the hospital on Shabbos, Shvichas Domim. You stop and ask a shayla. Here is a shayfich domim leisamit. Says the Mogen Avraham. Interesting din. Vanishla here is a pirush. The Talmud Chacham in that mokum, the Talmud Chacham in that place, who never darshened on these topics, he's the shayfich domim. If someone comes to ask him a shayla of being mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, the rov is the shayfich domim. How come they don't already know? Do first, ask later. Yeah, they should already know. Shaila Pikoch Nefesh, if you shorten the time or not, any type of an Iden, first do. Yeah. Well, why are you asking Shailas? Tain on the Rav, which is on the Mogen Avraham. Anyway, back to our discussion over here. So we have, just say one more din in Tavcha Vav, in Chosh Mishpah, interesting din. It's din of a Goyel Adam. Yeah, you have to avenge the blood of someone who's killed. Yeah. So Paskin, that the family has to avenge someone who's murdered by finding the murderer. Yeah. What if it's a lot of money to get a legal case, wherever the Meis Kedim Pesachim Tshuva discusses there, is the Kehillah has to step in. What if by trying to chase the murderer, you anyway won't be able to do anything, because of the legal situation, Afal Pikin you have to, that the blood of Klal Yisrael shouldn't be hefka. Yeah. I'm raising this, currently, there's someone who's alive, and he'd be kept alive because Yisrael Goldberg, sein gesund, put in place a legal position. When, what, and how is a good point, yeah? But the legal requirements to do something legally helps create the het in the Gemara Navei Desire by using an akum, yeah? And then you have a mirsis, yeah? I know when the Rav Schneebel came into hospital a couple of years back, he said, we know you'll be on our back if we go down the route. Yeah? So epis and mirsis. But we need to create some. How much, where, what? That's a good discussion. Yeah. There's what to discuss, and these are very hard topics. Yeah. But something. Yeah. I want to point out. I want to mention a few points, practical points, the little time we have. Someone's admitted to hospital. Yeah. By the way, we've touched on relevant for organ transplants, definition of brain dead by the case in America. Yeah. Other issues worthy of discussion. Yeah. Let's talk about someone's admitted into hospital. What happens now? So a very good Eitzah, which I know Yechonon Reutenberg, or as they call him in the hospital, Rabbi Jonathan, yeah, advises, a good advice. Yeah. The first thing is, Ishtemuti kom ishtamet. That means delay. I'll explain to you. If you ever want a meeting with all of the hospital staff instantly, say you'd like to discuss resuscitation. They're ready immediately. They want to sign on a do not resuscitate. Yeah. By the way, it's statistically proven that do not resuscitate, yeah, it has other ramifications besides not resuscitating, which is its own sugya to do with that Gemara and Avodah Zarah. But it means, in common parlance, at least in the hospitals, but they won't give an antibiotic for pneumonia and lots of other things. Okay? So the shaila of agreeing to do not resuscitate is quite serious. Yeah. The first thing to do, though, is to delay. Right now we're very stressed. There's been legal cases where things have been, people have been agreed to things under duress. It doesn't hold legal, it's got legal problem. You say, I'm feeling very stressed now. We've just come into the hospital. Anyway, I have to speak to other members of the family. Now's not a good time to talk. Okay? Anyone could do that. I could tell you ways of getting out of the do not resuscitate or the shailas that are involved, but very often just delaying is worth a great deal. Yeah? And that's relatively simple. Just delay. You've got no idea how much delay works. I was in the hospital with a lady who's since a nifter, and they said, you know, they can't do this anymore. It's going on too long. So I asked the family, do you have any family simchas coming up? There was a big family. There's always a family simcha coming up. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, so she can't die now. There's going to be a wedding next week. It'll disrupt everything. Okay. Meanwhile, change the hospital, change the doctor. A year and a half later, 2 years later, she was takanifta. Many things work just with delay. Once had the hospital called me up, says, now they're ready. You can't do it now. You can't. The family's coming in from America, whatever it is. The family's now here. Yeah. So they want to change the oxygen level, whatever it was. So I want to tell them, Migul Haitzi Lo Yamrinim. They could have not done it originally. So now they want to switch off. Migul Haitzi Lo Yamrinim. Just because you could have, we're not going to be Maitzi him because of that. So these are practical questions how to deal with. Let's stay on time. First thing is in hospital, delay. Delay. Delay is worth a great deal. The language to use is not religion. Religion doesn't hold up, particularly in this country anyway. What does hold up is personal autonomy, cultural diversity. I've met with the right to die, however, as part of the same, two sides of the same sword. It means individual rights. The country has moved from a legal point of view from best interest, that means what's deemed to be in the best interest of the patient, to personal choice. And I was substituted judgment, what would the person himself want? It's not the same thing. So the first thing is personal autonomy. We're so grateful we're in a country where they have such respect for individuality and there's so much cultural inclusiveness, diversity, and they respect, this person, he lived as a Jew, he'd like to, his body belongs to God. Yeah? He'd like to, or he feels that way, not, you don't have to mention the religion, he would like it to go down this route, and they need to know as well that there is a mahalach. There's a mahalach, they need bureaucracy. But that's by the by. Personal autonomy is works. The grieving of the family, how things go, also works. It can be very stressful for the family, for people, if it's not dealt with in a way which is empathetic or sympathetic for the to the Jewish religion. Those two works. The aspect of, it's unbelievable, the care here, and the medical care, and the clinical opinion, and generally we know that people respect and want the ethical opinion from the clinical experts. And obviously they're not really the same thing. Yeah? And we need to have our own ethical help. Yeah? These things are very, very important. Yeah. I'll mention one further point. I don't want to hold you over time, but I've been in hospitals quite often. I'm surprised that this aspect is missed. Dot Akonis Hazal. And that is Mavaki Choyli Akum in Choyli Yisrael. The mitzvah to be Mavaka Choyli Goyim, and Rambam's clear that means Goyim who are over the void of Zar. Get Toshit, Poshit. We're talking about proper over the void of Zar. Im Choyle Yisrael. The Tumul, whether it means separately, or only when you're anyway visiting, when they're together. Yeah. But the interest in other patients in the ward, and other people in the ward, is important. Yeah. We have to, in the general, work on developing the rapport. Yeah. Generally, someone, a Yid, is in hospital. The goyim in the ward often, or other people in the ward, be careful on the language here, and they don't have that many visitors. Yeah? And the yidden come with ala peklech, and samatziv, is not just the nursing staff, which people are aware of, but the other patients, you'd be surprised, they're very grateful. Yeah? One has to that Tekonos Chazal, Mavrak Yechayli Akum, Yechayli Yisrael. We have to display an interest in other patients. When there is such a mitzvah, it's even a mitzvah of V'alachta B'drachav. There are many other aspects where we have a viewpoint which, halavai, we could have deal with these things when things are calmer. We believe, and it's been taken on now somewhat by the National Health, actually, the right not to know, which is life extending in a big way. Yeah. Just mention one more point, because I've run into this a few times, we'll stop there. It's hard to tell everybody to get a lasting power medical attorney. I don't think it's going to happen. Wouldn't be a bad idea, but it's unlikely to happen. But this I will say, when someone knows that somebody has already a severe illness, it's a yena machla, it's already a year zman then, that the person needs to write a medical lasting power of attorney. Yeah. It's surprising how many cases one has where there's no system in place, where something could have easily been put in place, and people should have been aware in recent time to have done so. Right. That's the nekuda. Let's just sum up. The maisa, we're being oisik in the mitzvah, l'sam dam riachu. We're establishing the value of human life. We're establishing the fact that we're tselem elikim. We're establishing the facts that our life belongs to the Rebbein Shleim. And the tziduk hadin, which there is in accepting what the Rebbein Shleim wants, is the kapora which someone has in such a matzav. And all of this asik that we're busy with is establishing the deah from the Rebbein Shleim, who's the bala boss, of what should happen and we want to happen. And this is an isoyin which we have in this story, as we all understand. And Mitzvah Shem should be a sinner of siyat tishmaya, even the talking about Yishmael.
At the end.